The gluten-free craze continues to be a major concern for the U.S. wheat industry. And one of the key spokesmen that's been utilized at the national level by wheat organizations is OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. We had the opportunity to talk with him recently about the battle over gluten in food products in this country.
It seems like that there's so much emotion tied to this whole concept of, well, we want to make sure that we can label whatever food we've got as being gluten-free.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Some of the hysteria over gluten got off to a bad start. I mean, it was based on myths, essentially. You know, the primary myth being the gluten that we eat is or the protein that we eat, and most people don't even realize this protein that comes from wheat, is not healthy. Well, it's been changed. These are the common myths that are out there that just simply aren't true. Another one that's kind of related to that is our varieties now are so gluten-rich that our diet is being overwhelmed with gluten, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, in fact, I always say, you know, it's really a difficult proposition for us to improve yield and increase protein at the same time, protein being gluten. Mm-hmm. Protein content in our varieties hasn't changed because we're trying to keep it at a certain level. And that's one myth that just has been difficult to demyth, mm-hmm. but we'll continue to do that. Also, the kind of gluten that's present in our varieties, you know, it's the same protein that has been present in the older varieties and then the ancestors that contributed to those older varieties. We really haven't introduced anything new. It's just a matter of rearranging. Recombining, putting different gene combinations together. It's the same genes, it's just different combinations.
It seems like that you do have some of the critics or guys that are trying to sell books. They're talking about, well, you know, our wheat used to be better in the 1940s or some, you know, some such time previous.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly where that comes from. I mean, I guess we shouldn't worry too much about that and just try to help comfort people and tell them, you know, this is the way varieties are being produced today, and this is the way, or this is how, or why our varieties are not any different in terms of nutrition than they were 40 years ago.
Of course,
hope they're better in terms of agronomic capability.
Right. And of course, the issue is that some folks are backing away from wheat products because they're convinced that gluten-free somehow is better for them.
Right. And sometimes I wonder if this gluten tag goes along with or falls under the processed food umbrella. You know, for some reason that connection was made somewhere way back, and I don't know how to break that connection. Again, except to say, you know, we just try to you know, present the facts. You know, this is how the protein, how the gluten has come about in our wheat varieties today, and it really hasn't changed much compared to the old ancestors.
Wheat breeder extraordinaire and defender of gluten in the wheat that we produce here in the United States, OSU's Dr. Brett Carver. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.